Text numéro 41. Ice Buckets and Ebola. The Ice Bucket Challenge was the feel-good health story of the summer. YouTube videos of friends, family and co-workers emptying buckets of ice-cold water over their heads has raised awareness and millions of dollars in funding for research on amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. ALS is a degenerative neuromuscular disease that robs thousands of people worldwide of active control of their muscles, making them prisoners in their own bodies. Research on ALS should be well funded, and the campaign appears to show the public's readiness to fight for anything that might save lives. Or does it? The contrast between the Ice Bucket Challenge and this summer's other major health story, the worst Ebola outbreak in recorded history, could not be more striking. While thousands of Americans soak themselves to benefit ALS research, Ebola has become a public health catastrophe in West Africa, one of the world's poorest regions. The virus kills up to 90% of its victims by interrupting the blood's natural ability to clot, causing terrible bleeding and shutting down vital organs. As with ALS, there is no tried and tested way to prevent or treat the disease. Preventing Ebola's spread involves painstaking tracking and quarantining of high-risk individuals. But doing so is often impossible owing to lack of funds, manpower and infrastructure, requiring the military to quarantine entire neighbourhoods. The impact on struggling economies has been devastating. For example, in Liberia, the price of cassava, a dietary staple, has soared by 150%, along with price rises of other basic foods. As a result, even after the epidemic has passed, survivors will continue to struggle. This raises a simple question. Why have so many people, first in the USA and then around the world, seemed so eager to support ALS research while ignoring a far more urgent public health, if not humanitarian, crisis? Part of the answer is that the Ice Bucket Challenge has given the esoteric disease a human face. People increasingly identify with the fight against ALS through the entertaining video recordings of friends and relatives. By contrast, the Western media has portrayed Ebola as yet another in a long list of tragic African diseases that have little impact elsewhere. But there is another, perhaps more disturbing explanation. Ebola's main victims, poor, black, African, are part of a demographic that, to put it mildly, is of little interest to mainstream America. So it should not be surprising that the $110 million that the Ice Bucket Challenge has already raised for ALS is almost 50% more than the US government has committed to fighting Ebola, despite public health leaders' pleas for funds. Adapted from Project Syndicate, September 2014.